Have you ever had just absolutely I know all of this has all happened to you before, but have you ever had just like absolutely the worst road trip ever? Because that's basically the exact same movie that we'll be reviewing today. Hello everyone, my name is Sterling Nice. Today we will be reviewing the movie Bad Trip, starring Eric Andre. Starring Eric Andre. Eric Andre is a hidden can is a hidden camera movie, which captures two best friends playing hilarious and inventive pranks on unsuspecting public during a wild road trip. This is absolutely a hilarious, inappropriate movie. I have never seen like the most inappropriate movie in my life. It's like insane because I'm pulling up the reviews really quick. It's just like super inappropriate and like super hilarious. Because there's a fine line between PG-13 and rated R. This movie is rated R, but there should be just like for like the level of inappropriateness and like the jokes in this movie. You know how there used to be a rated X? That if like it should be like rated X plus. It should just be like all the way up here. It's like all the way up here. It's just like shooting out of this roof. But like it's just like the most inappropriate, hilarious movie I might have ever seen in my life, besides the movie Jackass. Sorry, I promised I'd never curse in any of my videos, but that's just a name of a movie, Johnny Knoxville, a hilarious movie. I recommend you see that one as well. But it's absolute, but like absolutely super inappropriate. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's like super, super. I'm just. It's like a good inappropriate. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you a preview of it really quick, and you can see what you like. You can see what you think.
Can you just hit that on switch for me?
Yeah, yes, this isn't a preview, it's not a car wash commercial.
No. Oh my god, turn it off! Oh, I'm gonna get fired again!
Oh,
give me your jacket! Jacket! Why?
You see these dudes right here? They stomp.
This is exactly the kind of thing I'm talking about. This is just like
my car.
The police are right there though.
They're not helping at all. You know what? Sometimes you just gotta.
Holy shit. I'm sinking.
Go get some butter.
It's absolutely just like it's the, like the preview is kind of the preview is kind of laggy right now.
Shit.
It's finally time for that road trip. I'm talking.
It's really laggy on live stream. I don't know if you can see
She's
that.
Crazy. He will kill us. Keep your mouth shut.
Snitches get stitches.
If the squad ain't with me, then it ain't right.
We got 4 whole days. We can kick back, relax, and breathe in America. We are the only black people in here.
You like to make a toast?
What are you doing up there? Get down from
I love
there.
You.
That's enough. Okay. Yeah, he does like that. That does happen. He like falls off of a bar, but. Like this person right here, like, well, we'll start off with the black guy right here. I'm not saying that as a racist stereotype, but this black guy right here, he's like friends with Eric Andre, like the guy who is starring the movie. So like he's an actor as well. But this person right here, basically all like this person, this person, this person, this person, and this guy, most likely that guy right there. They have no idea what's going on. Of course, like off screen, they do tell them that it's a prank show, but prank movie or whatever. All right. Have you ever seen Impractical Jokers? It's just like that. It's just like that, except it's inappropriate. It's just like that. Well, I mean, like, Impractical Jokers is inappropriate, too, if you know what I'm saying. But, like, it's a different kind of inappropriate, you know? Like, Impractical Jokers is kind of, like, funny. It's funny, but this is just absurd. Because, like, I mean, like, we could go back really quick. I mean, like, look at this.
What are you doing up there?
This poor guy.
I love you.
I mean, the poor guy fell off. The poor guy fell off a bar. Of course, like, he was, like the thing he fell into, there was, like, a pad under that. Of course, they want to take all the safety precautions possible. But, yeah, like, the things people will do for just making a person laugh or just making a person absolutely disgusted is just ridiculous. It really is. Cause like if you haven't seen the movie yet, I recommend you do not. When did I get that? Do you guys see that cut? When did I get that? I mean, I was playing lacrosse earlier this week. I got hit in the head with a ball, but I didn't know I got cut. You see that, right? You know, this cut. This isn't like the most flattering thing to see. Look at my hairline, but like, you see that cut, right? That's definitely a cut. We're getting way off topic here. I'm sorry, for people listening on Spotify, I'm getting off track here. For the people listening on Spotify, you can watch this on YouTube as well. I'm just sharing my screen and showing them this ugly cut, just because I'm now sharing on YouTube. So for those of you who don't have YouTube, I recommend you download it. I recommend you get a subscription. I don't think it costs any money. Except listening to people's videos, of course. Why do you think Mr. Beast is a millionaire? But let's look at some audience reviews real quick. Okay. It got 4.2 out of 5. I did not think... What? I didn't know it was like part thriller. I don't see anything scary about it. Let me try to think. Oh, wait. I mean, it's like the least scary thing possible. There's like a big, it's like, it's so messed up. Because this one is actually life-threatening. They made Eric Andre again just like a big car crash. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Bad trip car crash scene. Let me see. Oh, here it is. Okay. Okay, let me stop sharing that screen. Okay. Hold on. Just a quick sec. I want to show you how crazy this car crash is. It's insane.
Hey, I'm Eric Andre, and I play Chris.
I'm Kita Sakurai, and I'm the director.
We're going to take you to... Shot by shot.
Come on, I gotta see.
Okay, here's the car crash scene. It looks like Eric Andre and the director are just talking about the different kinds of scenes.
Hey, I'm Eric Andre and I play Chris.
I'm Kita Sakurai and I'm the director.
We're gonna take you through a scene of our prank movie Bad Trip shot by shot.
Come on, I gotta see Maria!
Those people thought they were on an art walk and they were being guided by a tour guide who was secretly our producer.
Yeah, I was like, what are we doing?
Yikes. The crash part of it, we only did once. We had our stunt driver, because me and Rel aren't going to do that shit. What are we, fucking nuts? We'll be fucking dead. We won't be talking to you. Our stunt driver drove the car, flipped it, crashed it, after it was crashed, me and Ralph crawled into the broken car. He like corralled the people down the block where the car was crashed. And then me and Ralph crawled out of the car with like blood trickling down our heads, and broken glass everywhere. So to them, it just looked like we just.
Oh, I actually thought they were in the car crash. I guess they had a stuntman do it, but it's still life threatening. I mean, like us, like a guy who dedicates his life to doing like the most life threatening stunts ever, like getting into a car crash, like how you just saw. It's like the most insane thing ever. So I recommend you see the movie. But anyway, back to the audience. Back to the audience reviews. Okay, overall, not too bad reviews. 4.2 out of 5. I have a feeling it got, I think I know why it got 4.2 out of 5. Like, it's probably because, for those of you listening on Spotify, why it just made that noise, that was just like me stretching. Let's see. Okay, yeah, I understand why it got 4.2 out of 5 reviews, because there could have been, like, maybe they just thought it was, like, the worst thing ever. Okay, here's one who gave 5 stars from Matthew Carter. A truly heartwarming adventure that the highlight of the bonds of friendship in the valleys of the modern-day Christian conservative in America. No left-wing anti-Trump bias, just good old-fashioned cinema. It's truly one of the best family films I've ever seen. I expected it'll just be an art kid movie that I would watch for them, but it had me hooked. When he says for them, he puts it in quotes, for them. But it had me hooked right from the opening scene. My 6 and 9-year-olds love silverback gorillas. It really helped fuel their desires to one day experience the natural beauty of it. Did you show your 6 and 9-year-old daughters this horrible movie? What the hell's wrong with you? It's like the most inappropriate. This is most definitely a Criterion Collection movie that your American heart latches onto like a Chinese finger cuff. You need to watch the movie to understand that joke, if you haven't seen it yet. So next time you find yourself watching some liberal freak fest, switch to this instead. You'll be glad you did. That person really got deep into that review. Okay, here's a person who didn't give as good a review. This movie gets off to a great start. Halfway through the movie, I was laughing my rear end off and having a great time. The middle of the movie resorts to some of the standard tropes of gross outs or sex-related pranks, and that part lulls. The ending is surprising and extra. I love the cringeworthy moment. Most of the movie is focused on making the characters look dumb, not the well-meaning people around them. I really appreciate that. Tiffany Haddish is hilarious and near recognizable in her character. Same with Eric Andre, and I always enjoy Lil Rel Howery. Overall, worth a look and a laugh. Also, this is an opportunity to appreciate just how good both. She says "good" in all caps. I don't know why she did that. Overall, worth a look and a like. Hold on, let me say the sentence again. This is an opportunity to appreciate just how good most people are. You really have to push people to get the bad side out of them. In most cases, you see the well-meaning and caring side of people, and that's on display here. I don't know. In my opinion, it kind of feels like this person wants to give 5 stars, not 3, because like. Yeah, that's 3 stars. Now, I don't know why she would give, because that seems like a 5-star review to me. She didn't have anything to say bad. He or she didn't have anything bad to say about it. I don't know. But okay, thank you all so much for listening. Please click like and subscribe. Please share any comments below if you have any questions or movies you would like me to review in the future. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in the next one. Goodbye.